So Matthew and I have had technical difficulties this morning. So this is like take five. It's unbelievably hilarious. And one of the things I love about Samantha is she goes with the flow. She's always positive and she's always willing to try again until a great result happens. So Samantha, welcome. I've never done a solo podcast and I've never been interviewed on my own podcast. Samantha Irwin has risen to the challenge and she's going to interview me. But before we start, Samantha, would you say a little bit about you and what you do and your fabulous online course, because you are awesome.
And you betcha. And I think it's awesome. We've just been, you know, I feel like each time we're doing a different take, it's getting better and better and better. Yeah. Thank you for having me. I floated this idea for you because you had said something about it. I was a guest on your podcast. Thank you very much. And I thought, well, my goodness, I've done this for a couple other podcast hosts because we kind of like to know about you too. So, I'm happy to, and I'm glad that you accepted the offer to let me reverse interview you. So before we start, so I am Samantha Irwin, owner of Kaizen Coaching LLC. It's KAIZEN.ZONE. I can spell Kaizen. And I work with small business owners one-on-one, and I also have an online program for companies who have brick and mortar businesses with frontline staff. So it's designed to create a company culture that creates fantastic customer experiences. It is so much fun for me to train and work with small business owners to make a huge impact. So that is my passion project. So there you go.
And I can speak to it. Samantha is so much fun. She's been a friend for quite some time. I will link to her podcast in the show notes. Do reach out and connect with her. Now, about you turning those tables.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's get at it. Well, hi, Erin Keem. Welcome to your own. This is your life. Yeah. So let me ask you, my dear. Would you please tell us just a bit about who you are and what it is that you do? We'd love to hear it.
That is such a wonderful question. Thank you for having me. You know, just before this interview, I was looking at one of the tools that I offer is an inventory where we go back through a particular area of your life, and that could be anything from closet to your career, and look for the patterns. And that's part of what I do with my offering, the lifestyle statement, which used to be a style statement, where I will take you through a very unique method to find your particular themes and your patterns, which will lead to a wonderful umbrella concept that defines who you are now. It amalgamates where you've been, who you are now, where you want to go, and you can then apply it to your life. But I was looking back at one of my own inventories. I've had 35 jobs.
Wow.
So it's no wonder that I can pretty much really, you can throw any situation at me and I'm kind of like, oh yeah, I get that.
Yeah, that's some knowledge to, you know, that's some great background to focus into what you are doing now, that all of those things make up the ingredient for this great cake that you're baking, man.
There's always been a stream of entrepreneurialism in there, from when I walk the neighbor's dog for a dollar a time through to I actually read palms when I was 11, which is hilarious. And I created some products which I sold when I was 12. But the other dream was always the creative side. You know, I've been writing ever since I was a child. I wrote a play for my class when I was 12. I wrote the school musical when I was 14. So when I look back at my careers, one of the things that came through consistently was curiosity. My values are freedom, curiosity, and I love aesthetics in any form. But there were definitely some my career's a lot like a pinball machine. There was a lot of ricocheting.
That's okay.
Do you know I was a customs officer at one point?
Nice.
And I've been on a reality TV show where I was fired on television.
Oh my gosh.
We got it setting up fish tanks.
Yeah, that's amazing. Wow.
The work was always creative, and I flourish in creative environments, and I believe if you can't wear what you want to work, you're in the wrong job. And I flourished in marketing and advertising agencies and media and film and radio and television, where creativity was encouraged and where my ability to creatively brainstorm and find strategies and solutions was, you know, really came to the fore.
Mm-hmm. That is amazing. I was just thinking, I'm like taking a moment to soak in all of these things and the kind of the, I guess, throughput theme or thread that I'm hearing is fearlessness and bravery. And my goodness, is that something that's really important to help small business owners and entrepreneurs with right now? You've lived those things. And so it puts you in a really good position to identify those blocks in people and help them to move forward in pursuing that thing with bravery and just wild abandon, maybe sometimes.
You know what? I have been brave. I really have. There is definitely an adventurous spirit. There's pretty much nothing I won't try. I've always got a side project going on because I have such a long list of things that I want to experience. And you're right, I've moved countries several times. I'm great at decluttering because I really know how to hone in on what's important and what you should take, well, could, I don't like the word should, what could be taken with you to help maintain who you are and create your new identity wherever you land. I mean, I moved myself to Tokyo and found work and a place to stay in Tokyo. I've moved myself to London. And of course, now I've moved myself to America, though I moved here for love.
moved here for love. And you've honed in, you've taken these things and you've taken your background and you're moving into your own clarity with business, which is helping other entrepreneur women grab that clarity through, I mean, I think that you have a pretty cool thread or whatever, I'll reuse that again, a pretty cool connection, the way you create clarity visually with people in their personal style, and you connect that clarity. I've heard you talk about this in a really interesting way with how they show up with the business goals that they're going to pursue. So I'm just going to reiterate that again, because you've created clarity a lot with like personal branding and styling and things. And then you connect that with what it is that the person's desire is, where they're moving forward as an entrepreneur. So that isn't something that for me is obvious. I don't think that way, but you do. And I heard you speak about this earlier and I thought, oh my gosh, I want to dive into this, because you talked about helping a woman find clarity with where it is that she's moving. She was transitioning from one type of a, you can share how much of this you want, but one type of a career into a different path. And they required some different things with, of course, mindset and also with how she showed up. So number one, you helped her, the coaching part, the clarity with where she wants to go and how she's going to get there. And you tied it to how she visually showed up. Can you speak to that just a little bit?
Oh, I'd love to. Donna Sakar from Prima Donna Studios, and you can also find her on LinkedIn. She and I are going to be collaborating on a course called Do the Thing next year. But she suggested, when she heard about, you know, a little bit about what I do, she said, you really do help women dress for their vision. And vision is the key word for me. I believe that a vision is the rudder for your life. So I want you to show up in the world as your best self, but I also want you to show up in your world in a way that will get you to the vision that you want to have for your world. I want to help you identify what that vision is in all areas of your life. So you can start off by focusing on one area if you want, and then show up in the world and make that happen through accountability and action steps. I found that and this helps everything from compulsive shopping through to career indecision through to vagueness. Vagueness is the major villain of the piece, really. The opposite of vagueness is vision. And with a clear vision, whether it's for your personal style or your home office or your career or your relationships or the community you want to create or the home you want to live in, having a really clear vision prevents decision fatigue. It's your rudder for your boat. Yeah. Lodestar. It either a decision is in alignment with your vision or it's not. Mm-hmm. And often the women I talk to, I work best with women who are open to creativity, who are open to self-development and self-exploration, and who are open to finding out who they truly are, to discovering their inner closet, so to speak, and discovering their own personal vision, because visions are unique. No two vision is the same. No lifestyle statement is the same. And then helping them make that vision come true in any area of their life.
Mm, I like that. I wrote this down, your dress for your vision. So you're helping them get their vision first, and then you're helping them kind of step into it. It seems like a two-step framework where working with people to get that, you know, the black and white stuff down about what their vision is and diving in, and then adding the color. Like, how do you show up there? Visual, you know, how do you show up? How do you dress for your vision? I like that. It's like a two-part. I really like that. You're doing a two-fold service or two-part service with helping the vision. And then honestly, because it's challenging when you are moving out of your comfort zone into a new, whatever it is. And as entrepreneurs, we're always stretching that way. And when we can feel confidently supported in the way that we show up, whether that's our voice or the way we dress. I mean, I admit it, it's for me, it makes a huge difference of how confident I feel with how I dress, even when I'm not in person face to face. But stepping into the vision that you help people cast, it definitely has a piece of that is the support of feeling and looking great. So
I feel like I'm at I'm at an intersection where your lifestyle combines with your closet, combines with your career. Career and closet might be a good way to put it. Mm. I'm not a personal shopper. I will teach you how to find a handbag, and I will explore with you why you love that handbag, why that handbag resonates with you, and why that handbag represents who you want to be and where you want to get to. So I'll encourage you to grow through your clothing. I'll encourage you to represent yourself through your clothing. I do have two workbooks. One is a self-study, how to find your lifestyle statement. And of course, I take clients through how to find their lifestyle statement. We can use a mini intensive for that, or they can just simply ask for a lifestyle statement session. But the second workbook is about interaction, and it's actually teaching you how to be your own stylist. So if you're interested in color theory, how to create habits, how to research for personal shopping, that is a mini course in itself. Mm. I want to set you free, little bird. otherwise, you know, you can spend months looking for the perfect yellow sweater, where really it's so much bigger about that. It's so much bigger than that. And I want to teach you how to wear whatever you're wearing in a way that it is congruent with who you are and where you want to be. If you look at your wardrobe or your life and it doesn't align with where you want to go, then things need to change.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you don't like that yellow sweater, like don't use, it's funny, you talk about a yellow sweater. I have a mustard sweater on today. it's funny that you're using that example, but you also, I'm sure as you're the coaching arm of your business, people can't let the search for the perfect thing hold them back from moving forward and finding the clarity and moving into the clarity of what it is that they want to do on their next entrepreneurial journey.
And there's no quick fix in any area of your life. Creating curation that takes time. I don't believe in capsule wardrobes. You can go out and buy, you know, two skirts, three pairs of pants, two shirts, and a jacket, all in a color palette. And I will teach you how to create a color palette. But your life, your career, your relationship, your closet are always evolving, and more will always be revealed, and it takes time to curate no matter what area of your life you're working on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. Especially if you're an entrepreneur and you're moving forward. It's a journey, man. It's a journey. Definitely. And definitely.
Who wants to dress like everybody else? So I do a lot of closet therapy. I can recommend amazing personal stylists, and they're what I call quintessential stylists. They will take you shopping. They will go, they will help you combine outfits. I can absolutely recommend wonderful women that focus specifically on that, especially the personal shopping part of the equation. But if you want a little clothing therapy, if you want some mindset work, if you want to explore why you wear what you wear and to hone your eye so that when you go to a store or of any kind, virtual, online, thrift, secondhand, consignment, Nordstrom, you can unerringly go through a department and go, that's me. Then I'm the one to talk to.
Ah, nice. Well, let me ask you a closet question then, Miss Erin. When you are getting ready to do a client meeting, is there a piece or some pieces that you have a go-to that make you feel like the person you are stepping into, like the coach, the I'm helping you, I'm your guide, something that helps you feel confident? Is there a one or two pieces that you have that are your go-tos? I'm curious.
I can take anything from my wardrobe, anything, and who I am. The entire wardrobe represents who I am. And a lot of it has to do with how I'm feeling on a different day. Sometimes we only get dressed from the waist up. I have a lot of fantastic tops that I know look, that make a great visual first impression. I'm about aesthetics. It is important that I create a first impression that's in alignment with what I do and who I am. But my entire wardrobe, because I have a very clear sense of what my lifestyle statement is, which is dramatic nomad comfort, by the way, everything in my wardrobe reflects that. So I don't tend to think about it apart from, I feel like wearing this today. And I just show up.
Nice. Nice. I love it. I love it. It is important how we show up visually online and in person. I have a girlfriend who works in a fairly tech company, full of men, and she's very direct and kind of no nonsense and just super smart. And while we are working on changing things, we know that they're not changed right now. And so something that she said to me, I thought, oh, this is where women are so smart and they work with where we are and we keep pushing forward. She said, yes, I purchased like this. It was a professional blouse, but it had some femininity as far as flowers and stuff. She said, I like this one and this piece on Zoom calls because it tends to balance the visual effect with how I'm coming across. There's this yin and yang for her. And I thought, oh my gosh, that's great. Because we do make so many judgments visually and she wants her words to get across. So I like that. It was using it as a tool. Yeah.
For those of us that have the privilege of being sighted, right, we are very impacted by what we see. And we love visual interest. Human beings are designed to look for visual interest. And coming from a TV and acting and theatre background, I'm very aware of how a stage is set, how a TV show is staged. I'm very aware of the costumes that create the characters, the set that creates the characters. So I have helped a lot of women with their Zoom background so that their home office is in alignment. But a friend of mine yesterday, she just filmed a video for a large corporation. And she said, it's amazing how you actually have to pay so much attention to detail. You know, somebody's hair is out of place or a collar's up. And I was laughing because yes, I get that because I will be drawn to aberrations. Somebody's got clutter behind them or they're giving you a great presentation, but you notice they're missing a button. Your eye will hone in. I also help women with their PowerPoint presentations because we tend to make slides that are far too cluttered. Put images on your PowerPoints. Don't put words. If you put words, people will read the words and they won't listen to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Put images.
Yeah.
Of us that have the luxury and we have closed caption now, we can describe what's going on so people get a sense of the visualness, but human beings, we are drawn to visual interest, and that's I often teach women to incorporate that in their clothing, which means you add shine and texture and color and pattern to create. We are all walking art galleries. We are all walking our website. I've helped women reposition or redesign their website so that it's in alignment with who they are, because it's impossible to be objective about your own website.
Oh gosh, yes.
And I've got help on mine, But that's our store window. You're wandering around a department store and you look into a shop window. That's what your website is.
Yeah, I agree. Well, speaking of your website, if somebody's interested in knowing more about how to work with you or what you do, why don't you put a plug in for your website right now? This is perfect. I swear we did not set this up. This is like a, I don't know how we could have gotten a better segue.
Recently overhauled my website. I have a copywriting background and I love to write. I've written all my life. And I recently came across a formula for redoing a website page, which really resonated with me. And so actually I had my foot surgery and the day after I was stuck in bed and frustrated. So I redid two pages of my website, as one does, to try and clarify a little bit more, because clarity is what I'm about. So on the homepage, you'll now see a call to action for women entrepreneurs, and it's erinkeam.com. My last name is spelled K-E-A-M for Mary, erinkeam.com. So my homepage now has a call to action for women entrepreneurs, encouraging them to step away from vagueness into clarity. And there's a click-through link. You can talk to me first. There's a click-through link to talk it out with me. Because often just telling me what's going on in your life, you'll hear the answer.
Mm-hmm.
I literally just hold space and you will find the answer.
Nice.
And if you need to come up with some strategic solutions, you can work with me. And then there, and if you click through to the order form, you'll see there's a variety of topics as a springboard, as a jumping off board for areas that you may want to work on. The other page I recreated is where the lifestyle statement, where I will spend time with you, and this speaks to my realtor background as well as 23 years I've spent 23 years in the recovery field, which is where you identify patterns, you help people make changes, you work with people in transition, you support them to through simple steps in order to get to where they need to be, and you hold space for them along the way and you mentor.
That's perfect for people who are entrepreneurs who are always moving. That is perfect.
And We are not static. We do not stagnate. We never want to stagnate, because we need to evolve. Women are the answer to everything. We need to make money. We need to change the world. But the lifestyle statement, you can book a session with me and my realtor background and my TV and film and everything else. I will walk you through your home. We won't even get to your closet or your career or your relationship or anything to do with that. But we will walk through your home and we will reflect on all the items in your home that resonate with you and have power and meaning and that have special memories for you that make up who you are. And from that, I will help you find patterns and themes, and we will end up with a unique statement which is applicable to you that you can then carry forward to the world. So if you want to do some self-exploration and have that, aha moment, as in, this is who I am.
Mm-hmm.
That's the page to go through.
Perfect.
On
erinkeam.com. Well, I'm going to, just because there are a couple ways to spell Erin. So it is erinkeam.com. And you can check it out. Look at the homepage, the lifestyle statement. I have thoroughly enjoyed meeting with you and getting to reverse interview you, Miss Erin. Thank you very much.
And if I may, I would like to point out the 2022 is coming up. We're filming this in October. And if you sign up on my newsletter, and feel free to unsubscribe, I hate unclassed emails. But if you go to my website, you sign up for an email, you will get a downloadable PDF on identifying your vision. And this is a wonderful time to do that towards the end of the year. Reconnect with what you want to do, have, be, and achieve in your life. So I do encourage you, download the PDF. There's an offer in there. You can go through it with me at a phenomenal value rate, I will say, for myself.
Yeah.
So do, but regardless of whether you go through with it with me or not, download the PDF, identify your vision, and get some clarity for 2022.
Nice. Yep. It's all on there. It's good timing. Good timing. Well, thank you so much, my dear.
Thank you for having me, Samantha.
Yes. I'm very delighted.
Bye.
Okay. Ciao.